man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can. Well, welcome, all you country folks out there. This is your country folk up here in North Dakota, surviving. James Kelso in our debut day for the new schedule here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. If everybody would please leap to their feet and give a round of applause to our engineer and producer, Mike, who makes this show possible. And while you're standing, give a round of applause to Sam, our engineer producer, who made our Sunday show possible. And the well, it's wonderful to be with you here. And just to kind of align things here, a new schedule, a new pattern for everybody. We're on 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. And to just review that in my brain here, that means 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time, which is what we have up here in North Dakota. 7 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. For all you people out there in Wyoming hating Liz Cheney, so effectively, I might add. And then, let's see, what does that translate to? That's 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. If I flub on these things, you can call in. Hey, it's a live show. And fix me up on that. I'm still waiting for a phone call from Hawaii to tell us what time are we on there in Surfer Heaven. Call-in number, it's the same old number, the one that is so reliable. You could have it tattooed on your forearm, at least I should anyway, instead of writing it on my mouse pad. It's 512-248-8252. See, starting to fade there. I'm going to fix that up a little bit with a pen. 512-248-8252. And please be a debut caller. You can say you were one of the first callers in our new show. I'll put you right on. I don't have any big Trump event that we're going to put on in our 1 hour format. Now that's something I have to get used to myself, a 1 hour format. That means I have to, what do I have to do? Be more concise, Kelso. Get to the point. I hear you out there chiming in your own version of all of that. One thing I think I do well, this is as a result of doing 20 years of radio, you'll hear some people that are actually good on the radio. And one of the things you'll notice is they speak well. Not too many ands, uhs. Those who haven't been doing it for 20 years, it takes a while to get that down. But when you hear somebody that's good, it's fun. It's fun to listen to. A fellow that comes to mind immediately, we went through a hall of heroes yesterday in my Sunday show, Tucker Carlson. Boy, does he have it. He has it. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Oh, I just said another one who has it. I'm going to add him to our hall of heroes today, our new nominee on the Patriot Walk of Fame with a star there is Wayne Allen Root. He spells his middle name differently, A-L-L-Y-N. You need that to look him up, Wayne Allen Root. He is a great broadcaster, a brilliant thinker, and a gutsy patriot. He's got it all. So I'll be referring to him. These are my lodestars. These are my north stars. We'll speak of a naval navigational metaphor here, because another is Steve Bannon, U.S. Navy lieutenant, who was a surface warfare officer on the USS, if I recall correctly, Paul F. Foster, a destroyer that actually cruised at times with the 7th Fleet in what we used to call the Formosa Strait. I think they call it the Taiwan. Some people call it the Taiwan Strait now, between that 70-mile stretch of water between the Chinese mainland and the island of Taiwan that has, if memory serves, I think about 24 million free Chinese people. And we'll talk about that in today's show. But I like Steve Bannon not only because he's a genius, a brilliant broadcaster, and a gutsy guy. He's my go-to guy for military knowledge. Many of us who haven't served in the military, what do we know about them? Nothing. So Tucker Carlson, as far as I know, hasn't served. Wayne Allen Root, I don't know. I don't know at all. But I think for 7 years, Kevin Bannon served on a U.S. destroyer, and he also served as a top aide to admirals in the Navy in Washington. He knows whereof he speaks, and this becomes much more important to us as patriots than it's been in the past, because now I'm going to go to another thing you'll hear on this show. I'm thinking this isn't going to change in any time soon. When I open this microphone and when I wake up in the morning, in both instances, the first question on my mind is, with great anxiety, has the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, started World War III yet? And any day that begins with that not having happened, and of course any show as this one, we don't have World War III. We don't have what the term Bannon uses, kinetic warfare. We don't have kinetic warfare right now. We do have war. We are at war with the CCP. They have understood this since 1949. They have been at war with us continuously through the entire history of Chinese Communist Party. We are just now starting to, some of us, understand. But that's my first question. And I never thought, in all my 20 years of broadcasting, I never imagined that any issue, any threat, would make me sweat more than the immigration invasion. This one does. The prospect of World War III, nuclear war with China, makes me sweat even more than the immigration invasion. And for the simple reason, it's in the hierarchy of threats, it's on an entirely other level. If we go into World War III with a massively powerful, made so by us, made so by Bill Clinton and George Bush and George H.W. Bush and the rest of those creeps, all of the junior issues to survival, to life itself, they're wiped out. Immigration invasion or no, it doesn't even matter if we go into World War III. It's over. I've never in my life, and I grew up when as little kids in elementary school, the teacher would call out, let's see, it was always she. It was always a young woman. And we usually lost that teacher when she got pregnant with her first child. This was back at Pacific Palisades Elementary School. When did I start there? My goodness. I went to kindergarten at John Webster Elementary in Malibu as a 5-year-old. But then Palisades Elementary School, what did the teachers call out? I forget. Maybe some of you of my vintage remember. What did the teachers call out? I think the command was drop. That's such an ancient memory for me. But I'm thinking you'd sit there at your desk and your teacher would say, drop. And we all knew that was the drill to jump under your desk, put your hands over your head, crouch down, put your head to your knees, and stay there until the teacher, I forget what the signal, the all clear signal was. And then we faced our butts to the window, I believe. No, I think you just lined up with the way your desk was facing. But that was our nuclear war drill that we did as little children. And was I terrified or horrified? No. Did that seem real to us? No, not really. That was at the time of the Cold War with the USSR. And by the way, let me mention in the show, this is something I want to repeat because we're not getting this. Russia today is not the USSR, not even close. But they're treated as if they are our deadly Soviet enemy. They're not. The left wants you to believe that. That's why it's portrayed that way nonstop in the media. Anyway, the threat we have now of World War III really has me sweating. And it's incredibly dire, incredibly real. It could happen in the middle of this show. What would it be like? I wonder what it would be like. You know, we're talking about hypersonic missiles against which we have zero defense, zero. There's nothing that Steve Bannon or any modern incarnations of Steve Bannon on destroyers like the Paul F. Foster, they don't have any weapon system that can intercept a hypersonic missile, intercontinental. I think a salient point might be how many do the communist Chinese have? Are they fully equipped for their World War III, which they intend to inflict upon us unless they can achieve the same victory without having fired the missiles? But they are, as they said, they in their Lloyd interview with Lloyd Austin, they dressed him down, this big black hulking head of our defense, one of the idiot generals of our time, one of the woke generals. They read him the Riot Act and they told him in no uncertain terms, we're ready to go to war with you. Try us. I don't think they're joking or bluffing. They don't joke. I don't think they're making that up. So, and we had no comeback because our military, as Steve Bannon, again, what do I know about the military? I'm just paraphrasing things I've heard from Lieutenant Steve Bannon. Our military is a mess. Navy, Air Force, Army, and Marines are a mess. We have aircraft carriers that are floating maternity wards. We have woke everything, including woke generals. The Chinese communists, they have what traditionally has always been the top of any army. Really good fighters, men who are ready to go. The kind of men we had, and Steve Bannon reminisces about this, and I think it causes him great pain, to think back to the kind of naval aviators that the U.S. Navy had at the Battle of Midway. Those were men. Those were fighters. And the Japanese admiral watching them said, whoa, I thought I had great fighters, great men on the deck of my four carriers. These guys came ready to die. And they did, one after the other. Nobody chickened out. going straight into furious anti-aircraft fire to almost certain death with torpedoes that didn't even work. The Japanese had great torpedoes. But it was the dive bomb, I think it was the dive bombers who came later in the whole, and wave after wave of U.S. young men, 21 years old. My dad was Air Force in the World War II, never shipped out. That's why I'm here. And great probability why I'm here is that my dad didn't finish his training in time to ship out and go into that hell of fighting. These young Americans, they were ready to die for their country. Unhesitatingly. Do we have that today? No. They're driving out the fighters. We have fighters in all our military branches, but they're the Lloyd Austins of the general staff are driving them out of the military. Dismissing some of them outright. If they wouldn't get a vaccination, no. Dishonorable discharge. Because you wouldn't get a lethal experimental vaccine. Wow. Have we sunk this low? Yes, we have. All right, so let me so here are some treats I want to give you today. I'm going to keep an eye on my board here. Let me get my board up, because if you're calling, I'm going to put you on. I'm not going to make you wait. My days of making you wait hopefully are behind me. I want you to get on the air. And here it is, 512-248-8252. And anything we talk about on this show or have talked in the past is grist for your mill. Bring up anything you want. Let's see, some of the things I'll bring you in today's brief show, just 1 hour. I want to bring you a treat from Naomi Wolf. I talked about her yesterday. Tremendous woman, Dr. Naomi Wolf. I just ordered a signed copy of her book, The Bodies of Others. It's an unusual title. The Bodies of Others. It's jumped to number 4 on Amazon. And I ordered it from a publisher, which is a better way to make sure she gets her share of the proceeds. And I didn't write down the name of the publisher here, but the main thing is get yourself a copy, The Bodies of Others. I'm going to read you from the introduction to The Bodies of Others. And I discovered Naomi Wolf through Lieutenant Stephen Bannon. The two of them are just a knockout team on the media. And Steve Bannon, I'll give these references so that you can do your own research and stay plugged in. And I want to make this show... I want to give you, when you tune in for your 1 hour, I want to give you an update. I want to be able to tell you what happened today that's important to you, that you didn't have, you know, you were too busy paying your taxes and scrambling to protect your family from the communists who now run your country. Maybe you weren't able to find out that the stock market took a nosedive today, another one, down to 30,000. I'll read you what Donald Trump has to say about that. The first thing I'll announce in every show is World War III hasn't started yet. So Naomi Wolf, I also want to introduce Wayne Allen Root. And I'm going to play some audio. I think I'll start with Wayne Allen Root. He's based in Las Vegas. He's been broadcasting forever. He's a complete genius. He's a model of what it means to be a good radio host, to do a good job for you, the audience. Here we are at the bottom of the mine. We'll listen to Wayne Allen Root right after this break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're back. Now, let's tune in to Wayne Allen Root. To me, this is the model. It doesn't get any better than this. I see on his website here, he's got 4,335 archive shows. Folks, if you listen to 8 hours a day, it would take you 500 days to listen to all those shows. And I'm thinking myself, I've been on the radio for 20 years, for as many as 7 days a week and 6 hours a day at the most, and as little as 1 day a week, 2 hours a day. I think I probably have something about that many shows somewhere out there in the ether, my efforts at doing Patriot Radio. So it's I really identify with this fellow. Listen to him. It doesn't listen to how he frames everything. I couldn't do it any better than this. This is Wayne Allen Root, This Weekend.
This is treason. My newest commentary will be out this weekend. I just finished writing it about 5 minutes ago. I'm sure I'll make some changes before I actually tighten it up and send the final product out, but I want to read you the rough first draft right now. This is treason. It is time to admit our nation is being run by a domestic terrorist and traitor. That's Joe Biden. The GOP leadership is blind, deaf, and dumb. They can't see the forest for the trees. They can't read the tea leaves. We're not dealing with simple political disagreement here. This isn't right versus left. This is love of God, country, and capitalism versus radical communist traitors, hell-bent on the destruction of America while turning us into Cuba or Venezuela. Plain and simple, this is treason. It turns out Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. The communist traitors are everywhere. In government, politics, education, the media, social media, Hollywood, the judges, lawyers, now even the leadership ranks of the military and police. Look around. America's going down in a ball of flames. This isn't socialism or even socialism light. Ask Peter Navarro. One of the most important men in America was handcuffed and shackled at the airport in a Soviet-style show arrest designed to bully and intimidate all critics of this lawless administration. Ask the GOP candidate for governor of Michigan, also arrested today for peacefully protesting on January 6th. Ask the January 6th political prisoners, all salt-of-the-earth patriots, being held in solitary for 18 months and counting for peacefully protesting while all the murderers and rapists are let out of prison instantly without any bail necessary by George Soros-funded district attorneys, all communists masquerading as prosecutors. Ask the parents at PTA meetings who Attorney General Merrick Garland wanted to put in prison for domestic terrorism. Ask Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Democrats like Chuck Schumer incited a crazy, mentally unstable nut job to try and murder Kavanaugh. Then Nancy Pelosi refused to fund more security for judges. These people want us dead for daring to disagree with them. See the now disbanded Ministry of Misinformation. It turns out the goal was to silence any and all critics of this administration with tactics of the Soviet KGB and East German Stasi. What's next? Re-education camps? Liberals claim there's a big difference between socialism and communism. There is not. They're lying. Socialism is merely the economic system of tyrannical communist government. And communism is the political system. Communism is about bullying, intimidation, arrests made by a police state against critics of the administration, and propaganda by the media that is the PR wing of the communist government. Look around. This is a communist attack on America. American exceptionalism, capitalism, free speech, gun rights, military, police, the great American middle class, and Judeo-Christian values. Every single thing we believe in is under attack from 1,000 directions. It's all built around opening the borders and waving the whole poverty-stricken world in. And the disastrous failure of green energy to make energy so expensive, the middle class will be bankrupted and suddenly dependent on government to survive. Massive inflation, which is a massive invisible tax increase. $10 gas that destroys the U.S. economy, kills millions of jobs, and worst of all, bankrupts the truckers that deliver all the food, thereby causing food shortages, mass starvation, food riots, and a breakdown of society. And for good measure, overwhelming all of our cities with violent crime, murder, shoplifting, mass looting, poop, pee, and drug needles. Did I mention vaccine mandates that are causing historic deaths among working-age Americans? Vaccine mandates are killing the workers, hence a massive shortage of employees. Vaccine mandates are killing and maiming the pilots, resulting in thousands of canceled or delayed flights each weekend. Vaccine mandates are killing and maiming cops, firemen, and first responders. And perhaps worst of all, vaccine mandates are weakening our military as we lose soldiers to heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, cancer, and VAIDS. Vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And if that's not bad enough for the military, all the conservative Christian and pro-American officers are being purged to make way for communists, traitors, transgenders, and snowflakes who believe the main goals of the military are critical race theory and climate change. Soon we'll run into battle with LGBT flags. We're about to find out what happens when an army fires or chases away its warriors or purposely makes them sick. Trust me, China and Russia are getting ready to test us. And
we'll pause right there. Isn't that brilliant? Stay tuned.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just...
We're back, folks. And true to my word, turning over a new leaf. Kelso just got two callers, Andy in Texas and Charlie in Florida. And I'm going to pause the great Wayne Allyn Root to take your calls first. And remind me, folks, this, I want to do this, and I want to make this a fast-paced show by doing that. Andy in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, hey, thanks, Kelso, for taking my call. A little surprising to hear you tonight. I didn't get no announcement you were coming on tonight. But, hey, listen, so when you look at Donald Trump and his endorsements of all these different people who've won this primaries and whatnot, when you look at Dr. Oz, are you a proponent for Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am.
Real quick, and then I'll... Okay.
Yes, with Donald Trump. And now let me just real quickly, and I want to make the pace of these calls. I don't mean to shorten up callers, but it helps the show move more quickly. I'll just give it to you straight, Andy. Donald Trump his endorsements are brilliant. He's endorsing the right people. Dr. Oz is a case in point. Dr. Oz is, to have a man of that stature, that fame, everyone in America, from little babies to old folks, know Dr. Oz. And they trust him. They like him. For him to have made this incredible sacrifice of his career to go into politics, he just canceled himself with all those Hollywood types, among whom, of course, he circulated, of course, as a huge television personality. He was in Hollywood. But for him to come, this is what's important. As a U.S. senator, Dr. Oz is going to be a force of nature in our cause. And I do believe him when I hear him. I'm not too concerned about something he said 10 years ago or 15 years ago. If what he's saying right now is on the money, and Donald Trump has met with Dr. Oz, he knows Dr. Oz. So this was a very smart endorsement, which paid off. Without it, Dr. Oz would not have won in Pennsylvania, and he will be a U.S. senator. Give me a final word. I know you disagree with me, Andy.
No. Final word is that, okay, so yeah, just recently before he was elected, he was accommodating, just like he was accommodating the CCP. He was saying how much he liked the idea how they accommodated COVID-19. Why do we need people like that in Congress?
Because we got to win. We got to win, Andy. I understand you're skeptical.
Right, you're
skeptical. And Andy, if a year from now, 2 years from now, if Dr. Oz bears out your fears, then you can let me know right here on this show. Okay. And I'll agree with you then. Okay. But right
I'll
now,
do it tomorrow
no.
or the next
no.
day. Have
no,
a good
no.
Night,
we, all right, Andy. All right, the Doubting Thomas, Andy in Texas. Charlie in Florida, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, how you doing? This is Jim James Kelso. What do you go
that
by?
That is me. That is me. That is me.
You go by Jim or James or Kel? I've heard you call yourself
You can
Kelso.
Call me Jimmy. You can call me Jamie. You can call me James. I'm now 74 years old, just turned that. James seems to fit better than Jamie, but go with James.
Okay, you've got me beat by a few years. Not too many, but a few. I remember those days, duck and cover, you know, that you were talking about. The reason I'm calling is I've heard you talking about Tucker Carlson the other day, and I heard you again bring him up, and I'm kind of surprised because I know you're a Trump supporter. I'm just wondering why you would endorse this guy. I mean, especially after the way he treated, Sidney Powell, you know, and disrespected
now, hang on. All right,
and
now,
everything.
Now, I hear where you're going. I respect your view, Charlie. But now, another Doubting Thomas, and the proof's in the pudding. We're going to see on all these things. But Tucker Carlson, to me, is a titan. Again, I'm not interested in something he did. I think probably 15 years ago, he himself would probably say, I was something of a moonbeam. I didn't get it 15 years ago. Most of us could say that about ourselves. Hopefully, all of us patriots have improved and sharpened our thinking. I'm not too concerned about where somebody was. I'm interested in where they are. And I'm telling you right now, when I watch a Tucker Carlson segment now, I am blown away by this man's brilliance, his integrity, and his courage. He is amazing. And I'll tell you what, I'll go even further. Kelso, I've got my pom-poms up in the air now. I would love to see Tucker Carlson as a vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump. And I would love to see Tucker Carlson as president of the United States. I would sleep so much better at night. I would love to see him as president following Donald Trump's re-election in 2024. I think he's a real possibility, but I'm going to float that out there. I've been meaning to say it on the air, and I haven't. I can't think of a more brilliant, brave guy. And he's only, let's review the ages here. Tucker is 53 years old, prime time. That's a very good age. Some of the other ages I've got here, I wrote them down. Steve Bannon is 68. Wayne Allen Root is 60. Naomi Wolf is 59. Now, she's historically a certified liberal, so she's not in that. But she's a very brave woman and a very brilliant one. So, yeah. So I understand you're skeptical about Tucker Carlson. And we'll have many calls like this, many people who have all kinds of doubts about this guy, that guy. And we'll even get calls about people saying, well, Kelso, what's with your – come on, Donald Trump. Don't you see through this guy? No, I don't. So, and I'd be happy to answer these calls. Yes, I'll be happy to answer these calls. Not many people in this audience are that skeptical about these key people in the cause, but I respect that you are, Charlie, and I'm glad to have you in the audience.
Well, welcome. I'm glad that you're on here. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying I don't understand your backing for on Tucker. I really don't.
I got you.
That's you. I you know, but didn't
well,
he,
now, let's,
wasn't
now
he
you
like,
what, let me do this.
He didn't believe that the election was stolen, right? Am I wrong
no,
on that?
No, Tucker has that very right. And now, but as Hank Williams Jr. Sings in his song, The Conversation, let's move along. So thank you, Charlie. Now I'm going to go back.
Okay,
I'm going
yeah.
back to Wayne Allyn Root. Okay, here we go. Wayne Allyn Root, picking back up where we were, and because I want to hear this. This man is a genius, and I'm perfectly ready for somebody to call up and, you know, be skeptical about Wayne Allyn Root. Be happy to answer those thoughts. Here he is, a genius of broadcasting.
Their soldiers aren't brainwashed, feminized, transgender, or suffering from vaccine-induced AIDS. Biden and Democrats won't rest until America is a shithole like Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico, Central America, Haiti, and pretty much every nation in Africa. That's clearly what they want. My guess is they're all playing for the same team, China. We've been sold out. This was all planned. This is the Great Reset. This is the UN Agenda 21.
Now, the key, you just heard there, the key thing that Wayne Allyn Root is saying, and Naomi Wolf is saying too, a former liberal, that is, they're all playing for China. Red China is pulling the strings here, folks. Even on the war in Ukraine, it's Red China that's pulling the strings. It's Red China that wants the U.S. to fight Russia. Of course they do. The two greatest European nations in history fighting each other. Oh, the communist SOBs love that in Beijing. And there's so many things. We'll talk about this on this show a lot. Is it so many things that you see happening around you, there is some CCP operative here in the United States funding it, manipulating it. And people who don't even realize they're working for the CCP are being used by Chinese money, red Chinese money. I always want to make that differentiation because we've got some great Chinese patriots who are as brave as any. And we need them very badly because to overthrow the Chinese, the Communist Party of China, is not going to be done by us, just as it was Russians who overthrew the Bolsheviks in the Soviet Union bravely. It will be Chinese patriots who free their nation from the Chinese Communist Party, and then we can have peace on earth. We can have that world that I grew up in the 1950s, that wonderful America where skies were blue and it was a beautiful time. We can have that back. I want that not for me. I'm 74. I want it for my 16-year-old and my 10-year-old, and then for their children. That's my concern. All right, let's just another minute here of Wayne Allyn Root, and then we'll get on to some others. Oh, nope. See, we've got a caller here. Wayne, pause your microphone. We've got Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's everything in North Dakota?
It's wonderful. I love it here. The least visited state in America. And of course, we're your nearby neighbor there in Iowa. And our state's very much like yours, very flat, very cold in the winter, not as hot as you are in the summer. But what's on your mind, Fred? I'm glad to have you in the audience. What's on your mind?
My cousin is your neighbor up there. Kelso, stop interrupting the callers. You hog the conversation and you change the subject. Stop it and let the callers talk.
Okay, Fred.
Got it?
Yeah, that's a good admonition. I take that to heart. Okay, Fred. All right, trying not to interrupt. And now when I do talk over people, he's right. But I will, in order to increase the pace of the show, I will, Alex Jones does this, and he's a great one. I will cut a call off because the person made his point. I did let them make the point. So the skeptic on Oz, he made his point. The skeptic on Tucker Carlson, he made his point. Fred got to take a shot at me. Ooh, And he got to make that shot. I didn't interrupt those, but I will like cut him off. And this is true in radio. People want to, you know, they get on the air and they want to talk. And so, and I understand that. But the whole, the big audience likes something that moves along. All righty. And we're running out of time. This is new for me, 1 hour. I got to pack stuff in. So let me just look at my list here of 100 things I wanted to talk about, only 10 of which I will cover in today's show. Let me look at something really important. We didn't get Donald Trump in. Let me get a Donald Trump has a new, you know, of course, his new website is Truth Social. And he's got a wonderful term for his posts. Instead of calling them tweets, he calls them truths. I love that, truths. So his latest truths, I want to read one or two of them. They're so brilliant. Here we go. I've got, you know, 20 of them lined up. Now, you've heard Bill Barr. Bill Barr, you know, the quintessential rhino. What a turd Bill Barr is, former attorney general. Donald Trump got so suckered into appointing him as attorney general. That really hurt him. Here's what he writes today in his truth. Bill Barr was a weak and frightened attorney general who was always being played and threatened by the Democrats and was scared stiff of being impeached. How do you not get impeached? Do nothing or say nothing, especially about the obviously rigged and stolen election, or to put it another way, the crime of the century. The Democrats hit pay dirt with Barr. He was stupid, ridiculously said there was no problem with the election, and they left him alone. It worked for him, but not for our country. And then he gets his next, here's his next, isn't that beautiful? I mean, Trump, talk about the master. Here's his next truth. Bill Barr was a coward who would not let his U.S. attorney in Philadelphia, where election fraud was rampant, to even think about looking at it. I believe that by their inaction, others were told this also. Okay, that's brilliant. And it goes on and on. Here's another truth. So the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks refuses to play any of the many positive witnesses and statements, refuses to talk of the election fraud and irregularities that took place on a massive scale. Okay, that's a good one. I love how he chops people down. Just out, really bad consumer product index, 8.6%, worst number since 1981. Employment numbers 6 million lower than they should be. I told you so. Should never have happened. And so on and so on. Other brilliant posts. We're not going to have a chance to get them. Go to Truth Social. I'm reading these off of DonaldJTrump.com. You got to put that in your... I'm trying to get you to add some of these brilliant people to your regular daily reading. And I'll bring you, you know, I'll cherry pick them with this show. Let's see, what else do I want to bring you today that I'm not going to get in? God, this is good. This is Wayne Allyn Root. We didn't get to it yet, but this is a quote from the audio I was playing to you. He said, "Our society is lost." And then he said, "And from such a small minority." Wayne Allyn Root really has that down. He has the severity of the matter that our society is lost. It's not we're losing. We've lost. We're really in trouble. But he notes it's from such a small minority. This is how these communists operate. The Bolsheviks did it in Russia in 1917, 18. Very small minority, but they know how. They're Saul Alinskyites. They know how to organize. And they organize the hell out of us. We don't know how to organize. We got to learn that if we're going to survive. So let me just look here. I'm going to get a show clock right up here on the wall in front of me and all that stuff. I'm going to get so professional. My engineer is going to be so proud of how well I do. Let's see if I can find that quote from Wayne Allyn Root. It's so good. And what I do, see, folks, you know, we all have a limited amount of time. So every day I got to pick, who am I going to listen to? Who's going to update me? Because we're all in a sewer of lies coming across our TVs, radios, and newspapers. You got to, like, raise your head out of that sewer and then find a Tucker Carlson. Find somebody that's powerful, that's cogent, succinct, find a Stephen K. Bannon or a Wayne Allen Root or a Naomi Wolf. And so let me just, here, let's go back to Root for just a second. I'm just going to cross my fingers. I'll have to be out of sheer luck, but I'll get him to say this. Our society is lost. Lying.
This is Saul Alinsky's plan, Rules for Radicals, dedicated to Lucifer, the devil himself. This is the radical Cloward Piven plan to overwhelm the system and collapse the economy that I learned at Columbia University with my classmate Barack Obama. We're not going to make it to 2024. Democrats know that no one believes in their agenda. They've lost everyone. They face a historic landslide defeat in November. Biden's approval, even with Latinos, is 26%. There is no one left to support any of the Democrat Party's plans or policies. Yet they don't seem to care. They're not in a panic. Why? What do they have up their sleeve? What do they know that we don't? One thing I know, Biden and his handlers are radical communist traitors. It's time to take the gloves off. These people want us banned, censored, silenced, bankrupt, stripped of all property, defenseless, stripped of all guns, imprisoned for our political beliefs, or dead. You can't compromise with people who want you silenced or dead. I know the time for civility is over. We're now dealing with suicide bombers, domestic terrorists, and traitors. And the question is, what are we going to do before America is gone forever? To my new column, This is Treason, time to admit our nation is being run by a domestic terrorist and traitor. That person being Joe Biden, and of course, he's a dummy, literally a wooden dummy.
Now, that was so brilliant. That was Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, this is something, you know, you've got to appreciate about the Republic Broadcasting Network. The engineers and producers for this show just informed me that he skipped a break so we could listen to Wayne Allen Root. Now, that costs, they need that advertising to make it possible to hear Wayne Allen Root at all. So when you get that benefit from Republic, increase, put a little more money in the envelope and help these engineers produce this great quality of broadcasting that they produce, and skipping ads, and please help out where you can. And I'm with Wayne Allen Root, and Tucker agrees, Bannon agrees, I agree, Trump agrees. Our society is lost. I said it on Sunday. America is gone. The America where the teacher said drop and I jumped under the chair of my third grade classroom, that America it's not going, it's not threatened, it's gone. It's important for us. I'm not trying to bum everybody out, but we've got to know where we are if we're going to get where we need to go. We've got to know we are at the bottom. This is really the only way it can get worse is that World War III announcement. And it'll be Donald Trump that saves us from that. He's the guy that can stop World War III, both in Ukraine with Russia, and he can stop World War III with the Chinese Communist Party. How do I know he can do it? He already has. He did it for 4 years. No wars, no new wars, no World War III, no threat of World War III. Donald Trump has done. To all you skeptics out there, he's already done the things that we're going to ask him to do in spades January 20th, 2025, when he's sworn in as his third election that he won. let me go back in here. We'll get to some of this stuff. This, by the way, this happens to all of us radio hosts. You put together a big stack. You can see Alex Jones doing this. He'll have a pile of 100, 200 papers on his desk. And the way he manages to get through a bunch of them is he'll go on the air for 3 or 4 hours. And that's one way to solve the problem. But for those of us with a one-hour show, what you end up with is you ought to see my desk. I have a bunch of computers, a bunch of screens, and I have a mountain of papers that just stacks up, and you can go chronologically back through that pile through radio shows. And I buy reams of paper in which I make notes for this show. And I'm just looking over those notes right now. I think we got a pretty good sampling in of what I found for you today, and I'll come up with good stuff for you again tomorrow. No Trump event. That's I'm so eager for the next Donald Trump rally. I've been to four of them with my two children. I want to go so badly to a fifth and a sixth, a seventh and an eighth with my kids. But there's no Trump event announced at DonaldJTrump.com. That's where you can click on the events button and it'll tell you what the next event is. I have no idea what they have planned, but this is a great time to have events, great weather. Another 50,000 or more Trump roaring fans somewhere in our once great land. So I'll always bring you those announcements of Trump events. When we have a Trump event, I'll bring you clips from the Trump event. This is, after all, the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm glad we got to read a few quotes from him. I'm just looking at a couple more of his. I love what he calls them, truths. And you want to go to Truth Social. Here's one that he wrote. He says, he says that the movement, the Trump movement, represents the greatest movement in the history of our country to make America great again. And the rally on January 6th was about an election that was rigged and stolen in a country that was about to go to, all caps, hell. As Merle sings, are we a snowball headed for hell? And look at our country now. So he just, the man, he speaks what we all are thinking. That's why we elected him. And there is no, he is sui generis. He is unique. There is no other. People talk about Ron DeSantis. I saw somebody today from Florida saying, no, we don't want Ron DeSantis to run for president. We need him as our governor. Don't take away our governor. And of course, he's in all of the polling. Donald Trump is just, there's nobody within even shouting distance of Donald Trump as our pick, as our leader. And that's just a cold, hard fact, is that this man, Donald Trump, I mean, is our leader. And people have done, I mean, even Steve Bannon, he got into a bunch of trouble needlessly when he was he was flapping his lips with a communist reporter, and he paid mightily for that. So everybody, but Steve Bannon and all the rest of us, we're lined up shoulder to shoulder in formation behind our great president. Well, thank you very much. It was fun on our inaugural show, and I'll see you again tomorrow night, same time, same station. See you then.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.